Hello, my name is Price Van Ray. I'm a divorced single dad, father of five kids. Welcome to my show. So hello and welcome back, everybody. I'm so happy to be here. I'm so happy to entertain you and let everybody know that, hey, there's a place you can turn to if you are a parent, single dad, or raising a child. That's right. Because we all are raising children, and we want to be the best person we can be. So, that being said, I'm going to tell you what the show is going to be about. Becoming a dad. Preparing for fatherhood. And before we get to that, I'd like to say a little something. Quote of the day. The way I see it, if you want the rainbow, you gotta put up with the rain. It's so funny, those words, because the bottom line is, in life, you can never have a rainbow, a beautiful rainbow, without a little bit of rain. And this is so true. I can't tell you how true it is. In my life, the last week, it has been raining. It has been raining hard. And I'm going to tell you, I couldn't believe it with the thunderstorms and the rain. I'm not talking outside physically, but I'm talking mentally. Because my car was broken into, the window was smashed, some stuff was stolen on the inside. But I'm going to be getting a new car. So I guess at the end of that rain, there's a nice little rainbow. And I hope for everybody out there, I hope that all of you have a great rainbow coming along too. And that being said, we're going to move on to the show. The show today is Preparing for Fatherhood. That's right. So I remember when I was going to be a father for the first time. I remember we went, me and my wife at the time, we went to the doctors and we took a little pregnancy test because she was vomiting every day and this and that. And the doctor came back and said, congratulations, you are going to be parents. I was excited in a way, but I was scared. Terror, fear, dread was all over my body. Now, I'm going to tell you why. It's because this is something I had never prepared for, really prepared for. Now, for those who listen to the show, I always say since the first grade, I always wanted to be a dad. I don't think there was a time when I never said I didn't want to be a dad, but wanting candy and having candy are probably two different things. You see, because then it struck me, I am now going to be a father. I hope I don't fail. I hope I'm a good parent. I hope everything turns out right. And I believe it did. I believe my kids are grown. I have five kids. They're all grown. They're pretty good. And I'm going to tell you, you know, there's really no real guidebook as to say, hey, when you're a parent, this is the only way you can be, because kids are different. Every child is different in this world. You're gonna have one child who's really outgoing. They're braver than anything. They're going to take risks. They're going to take chances. You're going to be like, hey, slow down there. What are you doing? Huh? What are you doing? And then you're going to have another kid who might be very shy and an introvert. And you say, come on. Come out of your shell. Come on, little turtle. And you might have other kids who might just have attitude. You're going to have to learn how to deal with these kids. Because every child is different. Every child, if you plan on having more than one, they're going to have their own personality. Now, you can try to help them. You can coax them and say, hey, listen, this isn't the kind of behavior I'm looking for. What if you do things this way? You know? But, like I said, every child is different. And you're going to have to figure out what kind of child you have. Some children love to talk. They love to talk. They won't stop talking. And it's like they have a battery in their back. Other kids, you're going to have to get them to talk. You're going to have to, come on, tell me what you want. Some kids might be leaders. Some kids might be followers. But in any case, it's your child. It is your child, and you are going to love that child no matter what, because the child's part of you. And when you first become a parent, you're going to say, I hope I'm a good parent. I hope this is what's going to happen. So, I mean, preparing for being a parent, or like I say, preparing for fatherhood, there are ways to get ready to become a great dad. I mean, whether you're still dealing with the shock or you've been waiting for the moment for years, finding out you're going to be a father is like defining a moment. It's normal to have a mixture of feelings, from, you know, pure joy to outright terror. Even if this is something you've always wanted, like I said, when I was a kid, that's what I wanted, but I was scared. I was terror. I'm going to be honest with you. It's hard to ever feel completely prepared to become a father. However, I've got some ideas for you. Just little ones, to your little ones born. Because it can be exciting, exhilarating, but I'm going to tell you, you will have some exhausting months, and they will follow. When your baby's born, I mean, you may not be the one who physically carries the baby, but that doesn't mean you're not a part of the pregnancy and the birth experience. So whatever you do, don't feel neglected. I mean, the same can go for those who are using a surrogate or adopting. There are definitely ways to feel involved. I mean, there's plenty of books out there that are written for expectant fathers, but you don't have to limit yourself to those. You can even join some online groups, some pregnancy newsletters, because there's a lot of people out there who have had kids. You might have friends who've had a few kids, or just one kid. You might have family. You might have neighbors. But if your partner is experiencing pregnancy symptoms from morning sickness to heartburn, you really got to do a little bit of research. Understand what they're feeling. Understand how you can help support them, because they're carrying this precious little child. And when the time of labor comes, when that birth comes and caring for the newborn arrives, knowing what to expect can make the entire thing a much better experience for you. You might even want to get healthy. Before your baby arrives, it's a great time to focus on your own health. If you smoke, try to quit. Smoking's not good for the baby, not even having smoke in the same room or smelling it. Exposure to smoke during pregnancy has been shown to increase the risk of congenital heart defects in newborns, and this is something you don't want to take a chance on. Love this baby that's coming. Care for this baby even before it gets here. Speak to it in its womb. Say, I love you. I'm a firm believer that maybe babies can't understand what you're saying, but I'm sure they can feel. And if they hear the smoothness, the soothing of your voice, if you rub the baby's belly, they can feel the little bumps in the caressing, maybe. But you got to get healthy. And how are your eating habits? I mean, eating well now will help fuel your long days, all the nights, all the days of parenthood. And if you diet, it could benefit some small changes. I mean, consider these healthy tips. Because you want to be around for your child. You want to make sure you can see your baby grow up. I'm going to tell you, my ex-wife, she lost her father when she was in high school. Now, sure, she had her father when she was growing up, but on up until high school. And I'm sure that hurt her. Thank goodness, though, she had a stepdad. I don't even like to say stepdad, because I still consider him my father-in-law. I consider him my dad. He is a great guy. And thank God my ex-wife had a dad like him to be there, to be the dad. Because a lot of kids, they might not grow up with a parent. A parent might die, or they might be orphans. But you got to be there. Be there like my father-in-law, who I consider to be my dad. I love the guy. He'll always be my dad. I have nothing bad to say about him. He's a great guy. So we talked about the eating habits, talked about maybe exercising, getting in shape. And if it's been a while, schedule an annual physical appointment with your doctor to make sure you're up to date on your vaccines, especially like the whooping cough. That's a big thing. I remember when my kids were going to be born, that was a big thing. Guys, you got to watch out for this thing called a whooping cough. I didn't know much about it. But you want to make sure you don't pass on something to your child because their immune system is going to be so new, so weak. You want to make sure they're going to be healthy. If your parents are around, if your parents are alive, talk about parenting with them. Your parents can have some great advice. You may not agree with how your parents raised you, then don't ask them. But in any case, you have a lifetime of experience from their point of view on how they raised a child and whether or not you agree or disagree. I mean, now's a great time to start discussions about the kind of parents you plan to be. Are both of you all in on breastfeeding? Because that can be a big thing. Some women want to best breastfeed. Some women don't. Do you want the baby to sleep in a crib or in their own room as soon as you get home? Will both of you be working? What kind of plans do you have for childcare? Childcare is a big thing. I remember when my kids were born and growing up as toddlers. My wife wanted to put my kids in childcare. Now, I had seen, I watch a lot of news, and the news can be scary because I had seen daycares that were not good. It was harmful to kids. So I was very wary about it, but I caved in, and a couple of my kids went to daycare, and it was a good experience. They got to meet other kids and play with other kids, and their social skills were pretty good. But you got to remember these things are still theoretical for both of you, whatever you choose. Once the baby arrives, your feelings may change. Breastfeeding might be more challenging than you had hoped, or you may want to rethink your feelings about cloth diapers. I use disposable diapers. They were much easier. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know much about the cloth diapers, but I do know there's a whole lot of washing involved. But disposable diapers, from my point of view, much easier. I was able to go on little trips with the baby. We didn't have to worry about washing them. And for me, it was a lot more sanitary. I mean, I'm not going to say changing a diaper is going to be sanitary because, you know, you have baby poop there. But disposable diapers were a good thing to have, I believe. And I'm going to tell you, there are also discussions that won't be relevant just yet, but they may be important nonetheless. Discussing, now listen to this, discipline, including things like spanking. This should happen before your child becomes a feisty toddler. Beginning the discussion now opens those lines of communications and helps you to get on the same parenting page. Because the bottom line is your spouse may not want your child to be spanked. Your partner may have said, hey, I was spanked growing up. I didn't like it. I didn't like it at all. So we're not going to do that to my child. Why would I do that if I didn't like it? When you become a parent, you have to start playing as a team. I mean, speaking of being on the same page, now is the time to start thinking of yourselves as a team, one team. You, your co-parent and your baby are linked to you for life. Even if your romantic relationship with your parenting skills doesn't continue, it's a good idea to start viewing everything through the lens of letting go or keeping score. As if you're not in a competition. You don't want to be competing in a relationship, okay? I'm going to tell you, you know, but you will have to make time for each other because you don't want your relationship to die, to fizzle down. But you got to remember, when you have a child, a lot of your time and attention is going to be focused on that child, because now you've taken on the responsibility of a new life, of a new human being that you're taking care of, that you're going to guide through life, that you're going to make sure is going to be safe. You're going to make sure they're going to be competent, and you're going to try to make sure they can contribute something to society in a positive way. And I'm just going to be straight up and honest with you guys. Your relationship with your partner or spouse may change. When it comes to being romantic, it may. But you have to make time for each other. Because now you have that responsibility of the baby, but don't forget to make time for yourself. That's a big thing. That is a huge thing. Make time for, and don't forget that your partner or spouse needs to know that they're loved too, needs to know that you care about them. Now, this goes both ways. Well, I mean, whether you're adopting a child, whether you're having the baby, your partner needs to realize they're just as important. Remember, if the person's carrying your child, feeling exhausted and dealing with morning sickness, helping them out is also helping you and the baby. I mean, feeding them what they are able to eat, making sure they're eating healthy, picking up slack on the housework, or making sure to check on them every day to make sure there's some way you can support them. You want to be a caring person. You want to be the one who is the rock that they can sit on and lean on. Because if your spouse is going to have a baby, they're going to need your help. Don't leave them out in the cold. Make sure you are there for them. Definitely do that. You don't want to forget this. If you need help being a parent, find fellow dads. On that note, it's great to find some other fathers for your friends groups, having someone familiar with the challenges of parenthood, giving you an outlet, a place to ask questions or vent. And there's groups online, church groups, groups you can find through your doctor, hopefully, or even the hospital. You just have to ask. And don't forget, as a father, you need to try to go to the appointments, the doctor appointments, for the ultrasounds and hold your honey's hand and say, I love you. I'm proud of you. I could never do this. You're so strong. Because I'm going to tell you guys, I don't think we could carry a baby. I grew up with two sisters. I grew up in a female household. And I know what girls go through. And I couldn't go through a lot of the stuff they go through. I just couldn't do it. I couldn't. But I'm going to tell you, when you're preparing to be a dad, there's a lot out there. And you have to know your baby's going to be taken care of. You got to make sure your baby's going to feel like they're important, that they're loved. You want to make sure your partner feels loved. You got to give them the same attention as you will the baby. And it's going to be nervous. It's going to be nerve-wracking. But the reward, when you see that newborn baby face, the reward is unmeasurable. It's life-changing. Trust me, it is a beautiful thing. And you'll never regret it. I love being a dad. I really love being a dad. I wish I could have done more, but when you get divorced, things happen. But you know what that's called, everybody? That's called life. There's no guarantees in life. So enjoy the moment now. Because like I always say, tomorrow is not promised. The way I see it, if you want the rainbow, you got to put up with the rain. And now it is story time. John paced back and forth in the nursery, his stomach tied in knots. The news of becoming a father filled him with a mix of excitement and nerves. He turned to Sue, his wife, who was arranging tiny baby clothes in the crib. Sue, I don't know if I'm cut out for this. What if I mess up? John's voice trembled with uncertainty. Sue smiled warmly. placing a hand on his shoulder. "You're going to be an amazing dad, John. We'll figure it out together, just like we always do." Determined to ease his jittery nerves, John drove into a pile of books on fatherhood. He devoured every page, soaking in advice on changing diapers, late-night feedings, and everything in between. As the due date drew near, John sought out other fathers for guidance. They shared stories of their own fears and triumphs, assuring him that it was normal to feel overwhelmed. When the day finally arrived, John drove Sue to the hospital, his heart pounding with anticipation. The thought of holding his baby for the first time filled him with a surge of emotions. In the delivery room, as Sue pushed through the labor pains, John stood by her side, offering words of encouragement. And then, with a final push, their baby entered the world. But John's surprise, it wasn't just one baby, it was two, twins. His eyes widened in disbelief, and for a split second, panic crept in. Then, breaking the tension, John exclaimed, "Baby plus one!" The room erupted in laughter, and John felt a wave of relief wash over him. As he cradled his newborn twins in his arms, John knew that no amount of reading or advice could have prepared him for this moment. And yet, as he gazed at his beautiful babies, a newfound sense of confidence filled his heart. He was ready for this journey of fatherhood, no matter how unexpected it may be. I love that story. It's what you call a surprise. Surprise ending there. So, everybody, I want to thank you for joining me here today. If you enjoyed this podcast, you can download any of my past podcasts, morning, noon, and night, and hear it all over the internet. It would be great if you could hear what I have to say. So that's going to bring us to the end of the show. I want to thank you all for listening today. And if you like what you heard, don't forget to subscribe and check out my website, PriceVanRay.com. Hey, everybody, it's been great. And don't forget to be nice and talk nice to everyone you see because it's free. Don't be a jerk. And remember this one last bit of advice. Tomorrow is never promised. So don't go to bed angry at your child or anyone you love. And before you go to bed tonight, hug your child and tell them, "I will love you forever, Dad." Hey, thanks for joining me here today. Let's do it again. I'll see you next time here on my show. Be well, be kind, be back, peace, and I will see you later. Till we meet again. Bye.